Guy, who's at Headingley, it's not been the start of the day England would have hoped for.
No, already lost a wicket. They're 47 for one. We're in the fifth over this morning. Last ball of the fourth over. Adam Lythe without adding to his overnight score of 24. Lovely piece of bowling from Trent Bolt. Just on or around off stump. Had to play edge. Keeper took it and he had gone. Disappointing for Lythe. He batted really well last night, but just the start England didn't want this morning. If they've got to bat all day to try and draw this match and win the Investec series. So great start for New Zealand. Much now depends on Gary Balance, another Yorkshireman, coming to the wicket because he owes England some runs.
How's the weather looking at the moment at Headingley, Guy?
It's not looking too bad. There is cloud cover, but it's pretty high. We've looked at the rain forecast. There's a possibility possibly of getting some around lunchtime, but at the moment we're pretty clear. Nice bowling conditions, I have to say, so that's bad news for England, but not too bad here.
We've got Guy Swindles at Headingley for the cricket, and Guy, with the way this is going, I think we need to start doing a rain dance or something. Bring the weather in.
Absolutely, I'm afraid so. Sadly, there is blue sky over the ground at the moment, and looks as if the cloud is breaking up because England have lost four wickets in the first hour. Really, New Zealand on fire, but England haven't helped their cause. Adam Lythe was trying to get his bat out of the way when he managed to edge through to Ronki off the bowling of Trent Bolt. Gary Balance, whose miserable Investec series continues, again trapped going back, bowled for the third time in the series, this time for just six, again by Bolt. And then two wickets in a single over for Mark Craig, really undermining England. Ian Bell, a bit of brainless cricket. He saw there, put in a leg slip, played the ball round the corner, and looked rather surprised when he was caught by Williamson for one. Joe Root, unlucky, brilliant piece of fielding. Joe Root hitting it very, very firmly into the leg side. Sadly, there was a man at short leg, and somehow Latham managed to cling onto the ball after it whacked into his chest and then fell into his hands. So Root a little bit unlucky, but he'd gone for a duck, and now it's up to poor old Alistair Cook, who's watched the carnage at the other end on 34, and Ben Stokes, who needs to rediscover some of that Lord's form if England are trying to salvage a draw out of this match. 74 for 4, England, and we're only in the second hour of play.
Not a million miles away from lunch, though, so what would England be hoping for before we get to that stage?
Not lose any more wickets. Simple as that. the runs are now sort of immaterial. England aren't going to score 455. It's simply not losing any more wickets now before lunch. Because if we remember from last year, England, when they were playing Sri Lanka, were five down going into the last day and lasted until the final over. So you can survive if you get your head down on the last day at Headingley. That's what England have got to do.
They are now at lunch at Headingley. Guy Swindles is our man there. And Guy, with the way things have gone this morning, it really would have been the stuff of nightmares last night for the England team.
Oh, exactly. You couldn't have wished for anything worse. 58 runs scored, 5 wickets fallen. All that talk about we're going to come out all guns blazing and try and go for victory. Well, that's certainly been shot below the waterline at the moment and is sinking rapidly. It started badly. Fourth over, Adam Lythe going without adding to his overnight score, trying to get his bat out the way. Edge through to the keeper, Ronki off the bowling of Trent Bolt, gone for 24. Gary Balance's miserable Investec series continues, bowled for the third time in the series for just six, again by Bolt. And then things got really bad when Mark Craig took two wickets in three balls. Ian Bell turning the ball straight into the hands of the leg slip that had just been placed there before Joe Root picked out Latham at short leg. He hammered the ball and somehow Latham held onto it. He'd gone for a duck. And then Ben Stokes, having done very nicely, ended up trying to play a cut shot that wasn't there, caught behind off Williamson for 29 in the over just before lunch. Alistair Cook at the other end, 40 not out, must wonder what on earth is going on. It's going to be a long day if England are to save this one. 102 for 5.
Yeah, draw is the only realistic thing to go for. Now, the weather I don't think is going to help, Guy. It looks as though the forecast says we're going to see more sunshine than anything else this afternoon, certainly dry weather. So those who are left in the batting order for England, what are they going to have to do against this New Zealand attack?
Well, if Joss Butler, who's natural instinct instinct is to attack, can hang around for a bit. That would be a plus. Alistair Cook, you feel, has just got to stay there all day. I guess the one bright spot is the fact that Moeen Ali, when he batted here last year against Sri Lanka, batted for a whole day on the last day. So if he and Cook can somehow conspire to stay together for a good 4 or 5 hours, maybe there's a chance. But you do feel that with Butler and Ali to come, that's it. After that, you can't see a 9-10 Jack hanging around for very long. And remember, the New Zealand has a pretty good pace attack. So, yeah, it's going to be a very, very tall order. England do better in the afternoon than the morning, though. Let's hope for the best.
Back to Headingley. Guy Swindles is there for us. And Guy, after the morning that England had and the fact that it seems quite sunny at the moment, the positive we can take is no wickets since lunch.
No, and Alistair Cook's just completed his half century. Really has been a good knock as well by Cook. 158 balls, only 3 fours, one, the last one bringing up the 50. But if he hadn't been there, England would be in even worse trouble. 133 for 5, though, ain't great. Joss Butler's batted sensibly since lunch, looking to attack when possible, but not going all out. He's made 19 runs, but the damage really done this morning when Trent Boult removed the Yorkshire pair of lithe and balanced pretty early on, and then the spinners got to work. Craig, Bell and Root going within 3 balls, and then Stokes going penultimate over before lunch. So it's still a very long way England have to go to bat all day to save this test, and then they'd have a 1-0 win in this Investec series, but at least it hasn't got any worse since lunch.
Do you think while they were taking lunch, the theme would have just been don't panic, the England players?
I think that's the only thing it could have been. You're absolutely right. We are where we are. Remember last year, I think that's the other thing they can take when they very nearly survived the entire last day with 5 wickets. This time they've got to do one less session to worry about. So there, it has to be that. And plus, Alistair Cook is very good at just concentrating on what he needs to do, one ball at a time, and just keep going and going and going. He's looking back to his best of, say, 3 or 4 years ago. And as long as he's there, England, you feel, have got a chance. But that's about it.
It sounds like it's blowing a gale as well at Headingley. Is that that's going to favour New Zealand, would you have thought?
A bit of both, actually. It's pretty difficult to field when the wind is blowing across like this. And you're right, that's from a microphone right down at ground level. But I'm looking at the flags here at Headingley, and they're out sideways at the moment. So it must be very difficult for the fielders, one, to keep their hands warm, and two, for the bowlers to work within this strength of wind. So as far as that's concerned, it's one thing possibly in England's favour.